This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during the show. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tanbella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Check them out. Today's trivia theme is various trivia. Mark, what's going on in the economy?
Well, welcome everyone. Happy Saturday. And, you know, it's I am really enthusiastic about 2019 in the economy. Yeah, so last week, as expected, the Fed left the rates unchanged. And in fact, in the ensuing days on Wednesday, Thursday, the 10-year yield went down a little bit. So for those of you who thought the opportunity to refinance your home mortgage was all but dead, which was certainly the indicator at the beginning of this year that we were done with the several cycles of refinancing or real estate refinancing opportunities over the last several years, was pretty much done. And that's just not true at all. In fact, I personally am looking to refinance my home, and I couldn't believe some of the rate opportunities, particularly on ARM loans, which, you know, if you're not going to, you know, stay for your home in 30 years. Now, I know a lot of the conservative way to go on a home loan, right, is get a 30-year fixed loan. But, you know, if you know for a fact you're not going to stay longer than, you know, 3 years, 5 years, you know, there's 5-1 ARMs, there's 7-1 ARMs, there's 10-1 ARMs. Mm-hmm. Man, I got a quote for a 7-1 ARM jumbo that was in the low threes. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And then they got interest only products, which I like because I like to take my you know, my capital, my cash flow, and reinvest it elsewhere. Yeah. I don't like, you know, paying, you know, PITI. I like interest only whenever possible. But anyway, long story short is it's just you know, I'm really excited about, you know, here we are in May. The real estate market in the San Francisco Bay Area is actually looking surprisingly strong. Although I will tell you, you know, in doing show prep, I'm going back and I'm looking at articles, and a lot of the articles are commenting on statistics that are coming out regarding either the national or local real estate markets, but they're always looking backwards. And they're still looking at numbers that were really impacted by the weather and the fact that it was the beginning of the year and the fact that, you know, interest rates had spiked at the end of last year and earlier this year. And I just think that those regressive types of analysis don't really indicate what's happening in real time. And in real time, I think if you ask any realtor what's going on in the Bay Area, there just seems to be, and we do. I mean, we realtors send us business every day. And so we feel like we do have our finger on the pulse of what's happening in real estate in the Bay Area. And, you know, based on a number of factors, including surprising reversal in interest rates, and the economy is just buzzing, and you've got recent IPOs creating new millionaires. It's just that there's a lot of reasons, and I'm going to share some additional thoughts with you in a moment from some newsletters that we receive. But it just seems that in general, there's a lot of reason to be bullish about 2019 in terms of both the economy in general and in real estate in particular.
Doesn't it seem a little odd that the economy gets stronger, but then they lower interest rates? Usually, if the economy gets too strong, they start raising them. And I guess you're glad that the Fed left the interest rates unfettered.
Unfettered, yes. I have to think about that.
What's that mean?
Well, so I got actually, I'll save this for the next segment because I know our first segment's always a little bit short. Yeah. But there is there's a lot of good news that's coming out about both jobs and, of course, on the national scale, earnings are coming out stronger than expected. And
a lot of jobs, too.
Predictions for when the next recession is likely to hit are continuing to be pushed out further.
Yeah. And further. You mentioned that in the newsletter too, I think, right?
Yeah, right. So the Pacific Private Money Fund newsletter that went out this past week indicated, and I'll share that in the upcoming segment about a Bank of America capital market outlook that we got from their chief investment officer.
Before we actually go to a break, I do want to ask you a question. I don't think I've asked this before, but do you allow the general audience to get the newsletter even if they're not investors?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So we'll print up the newsletter and oftentimes bring it to some of the events that we sponsor.
Let's say the listening audience on the radio, if they were interested in, listen, I'm not ready to invest yet, but could I, get a copy of your newsletter or be on your list? Can we do that?
Yes, we can. We can absolutely share the newsletter. We also have a tear sheet, as it's called in the biz, which does share the history of the fund and some of the mechanics of it. But the newsletter is real-time report on what's happening in the fund, what's happening in the portfolio, and where we think the direction of the fund is heading.
And when we get back, we'll allow people to sign up for that. We'll tell them how.
Yes.
All right. First commercial break trivia question. How many dice are used in a game of Yahtzee? That's our trivia question. Ooh. Email, call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate. Again, the question is, how many dice are used in a game of Yahtzee? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Do people think you look grumpy because you rarely smile? Do you cover your mouth when you actually do smile in public? You have 7 seconds to make a first impression. Yes, only 7. A nice smile consistently tops survey lists as the most memorable feature when first meeting someone. What kind of first impression are you making? If you don't say great, then San Francisco cosmetic dentist Dr. Love can help. He has spent decades helping his patients look and feel more confident through the creation, or in many cases, enhancement of their smiles. Could you use an edge on your competition in love or career? Most of us could. Dr. Love is so confident that a beautiful smile can make a difference in taking people to the next level that he is offering the first 10 individuals that contact his office complimentary dental bleaching just for coming in for a consultation. Call him today at 415-392-2072 to schedule your appointment, or schedule through his website at drlove.com. That's Dr. Love, spelled LOEV.com.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. First trivia question: how many dice are used in a game of Yahtzee?
Five.
Very good.
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess.
All right. Want to make a quick mention here for Dr. Keith Cooper, DDS. Actually, you can reach him at Keith Cooper, DDS at CooperDDS.com. A board certified specialist who's been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love teeth in one day. That's Dr. Keith Cooper. All right. We said when we came back, we were going to tell people how could they sign up for the newsletter. Obviously, if they're investors, they already get the newsletter. But if they are just kind of curious, you know, want to kick the tires, so to speak, or just kind of check us out,
they can go to our website, www.pacificprivatemoney.com, and fill out the contact form and just input there that they would like the newsletter.
Right. We have a distribution list that for the newsletter, which in addition to, of course, all 200 fund members, we add people as requested who have asked to be, you know, who like to receive that newsletter. In that monthly fund member newsletter that I personally write every 30 days, not only do we have the statistics for the prior month, but we have information like the year-to-date distributed yield, both from as distributed as well as compounded for those who are growth investors and do not need to take their dividends. And we also have, I usually paraphrase articles that I've clipped during the month, talk about what we believe is happening in the economy. So there's always fund news, there's company news, there's market news, and we try to keep it as informative as possible. So if you are interested in being in our fund member newsletter distribution list, just reach out to us via our website and put your contact information in, and we'll get you on that list.
And of course, no obligation to buy.
No. In fact, it's interesting. You know, one of our largest investors in the fund that's in for seven figures first contacted our company 5 years before he made his first investment. So we've been in business for almost 11 years. Pacific Private Money, come August, will be our 11-year anniversary. And this gentleman who owns a business here locally in the Bay Area first reached out to me sometime, I want to say, probably in 2010. And I think it was actually more than 5 years. I think he didn't, in his first dollar investment with us was like 6 years later. It's just, you never know. Yeah. He just stayed on the distribution list. We sent him emails periodically. I have no idea whether he read many or any of them or not. But
I just want to make sure you're still in business.
That's right. I mean, that's, I love that example of, you know, 5-6 years later, he finally decided, you know what? These guys are still sending me stuff. They're still in business.
Yeah. Well, in fact, let's get into the fund for a minute here, because, you know, people listening are kind of wondering, well, one, what kind of fund is this? What kind of interest rate do you pay? What's the risk? You know, what's it all about? Why don't you give a brief synopsis? And
so at Pacific Private Money, we offer investors an alternative investment. So we are in the alternative investment business, and you know, alternative to stocks and bonds. And we have a fund that's a private placement. So for those of you who are familiar with private placements, they are a form of syndication where you get either an offering circular or a private placement memorandum that describes the investment opportunity. And if you qualify, you can invest capital. And you know, alternative investments and private placements are typically, what they have in common are higher, you know, above market yields. That's what they're looking to achieve for their clients. And they generally have a lockup. They're generally illiquid by nature, and meaning you can't, you know, just, you know, trade them like you would stocks or mutual funds. Although our fund, the Pacific Private Money Fund, does have some liquidity features that we're pretty proud of. But in general, our private placement, the Pacific Private Money Fund, only does one thing. It invests in mortgages, mostly in California. I would say 95% of the portfolio right now are California mortgages, California deeds of trust. I think there's all of two REOs in the fund. An REO stands for real estate owned. Those are properties that we foreclosed on, and we're likely to make a really nice profit on both of those. So that's so we've gotten really good over the years of making smart loans to real estate investors with an exit strategy to pay us back. We have very few long-term loans in the fund. The vast majority of them are short-term, and the fund rolls over fairly fairly rapidly. Most loans pay off in a year, and we're in the short-term lending business. That's what companies like Pacific Private Money are in the market to do. We make generally short-term loans. There's some longer-term loans in the fund, but it's generally for people who need fast access to cash, or they need a loan that a bank can't accommodate.
And what interest rate or distributions are you paying to the clients?
So right now on our trailing 12-month distributed yield for the Pacific Private Money Fund is right at about 7.6%. And that's actually really good for a California-based mortgage fund or mortgage pool fund. They're both referred to the same. And a lot of mortgage pool funds are paying in the sixes right now, and that reflects the competitive nature of California, the California marketplace. There's a lot of capital coming into California looking to make these alternative loans. These alternative real estate loans used to be called the best kept secret in investing. And it used to be mostly individual notes that were available to experienced real estate investors, people who didn't mind being the bank and making specific loans. But with the advent of mortgage pool funds, and particularly after 2013, when the Jobs Act was passed, which allowed us to advertise private placements like the Pacific Private Money Fund. Now, all of a sudden, more and more people are becoming aware that this is an investment opportunity. And as a result, it's gotten more popular, so popular that certain institutional investors have now brought capital into California and are looking to break into that market. So,
In fact, didn't your fund have a nice little growth spurt last month?
Yeah, in terms of new capital,
yeah,
it was one of our bigger months. Several million added to the funds.
So. Yeah, so you must be doing something right. Those investors are very happy,
and they were most of were referrals. So it's great when we have other current investors who are promoting our or are pleased in telling others.
So mortgage pool funds, it's not a concept we invented. They've been around for decades. They just gotten more popular now thanks to the fact that we can advertise, thanks to the Jobs Act that was passed in 2013. And these private placements are something that you should avail yourself of the information. For more information, just go to our website, PacificPrivateMoney.com, and click on the Invest tab. The Invest tab will share with you historic information, and there's some downloadable information there as well. And for more, of course, you can always give us a call. You can come by our office. We're located in downtown Novato. It's real easy to learn more information about this alternative investment option that can pay you in the mid-sevens on your retirement account.
All right. We're going to cut to our next commercial break here. We're going to ask a sports question this time. Which team was defeated by the New York Mets, i.e. the Miracle Mets, in the 1969 World Series? Oh, come on, guys. You got to be sports fans to know this. 888-912-1190. Be the first caller to correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
Portrayal based on an actual patient experience.
By the time I was 35, I had lost so many of my permanent teeth, it actually hurt to smile. I couldn't get work.
Sandra's dental problems almost destroyed her life, but through Teeth Express, Sandra's missing teeth were replaced with long-lasting, natural-looking dental implants.
This changed my whole life.
Dental implants from Teeth Express for immediate results that leave a lasting impression. For a provider near you, visit teethxp.com.
So for dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com. That's CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. We asked a sports trivia question this time. Which team was defeated by the New York Mets, the Miracle Mets, in the 1969 World Series? Yeah. Just for fun.
69.
Because remember, they won it in 1970. Which team was that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you remember that? Yes. Come on, you guys.
I don't know baseball trivia.
It was the Orioles.
The Orioles. If you had asked me to name, like, you know, 20 teams, the Orioles would not even be on that list. Yeah.
Well, okay, fair enough.
I don't even know where Baltimore is.
They're the other orange and black team colors.
That's
right? The Giants.
True, I'd have to think of...
How'd you know that, Nam?
Because I listened on another sports radio show yesterday and said that.
Okay, well, here's one for you. Which city has all three of its major sports have all the same colors?
New York.
Yeah. No. Pittsburgh.
Oh.
The Penguins.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
The Steelers and the Pirates. Mm. Okay. Quick mention here also for Dr. Love. That's L-O-E-V. DrLove.com. The first 7 seconds, a smile consistently tops survey lists as the most memorable feature when first meeting someone. Check out cosmetic dentist Dr. Love. 415-392-2072. And he's offering the first 10 individuals that contact his office a complimentary dental bleaching just for coming in. I thought that was pretty good. You know, DrLove.com.
So that's an interesting stat, that whole 7 seconds. Are you supposed to smile for 7 seconds? Because that becomes awkward.
No.
Try it. Yeah. Try it. Okay. We're going to pause for 7 seconds.
No, that's not what they meant.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So I got this email last week. Every month I get the Capital Market Outlook from the Chief Investment Office of Bank of America. And I just wanted to share this because, again, I started out the show talking about how, you know, I'm personally bullish on what I'm reading and seeing and experiencing the Bay Area, both in the real estate market and just the, you know, California economy as a whole. And a couple of excerpts from this month's Capital Market Outlook. And it talks about that inflation, according to this newsletter, is really key to the longevity of this current expansion. The disinflationary shock from 2018 tightening has caused the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure to fall below the 2% target for the 11th straight year. Correcting this mistake requires accommodative policy for a couple of more years, making a recession appear unlikely in 2020. So again, Bank of America's chief economist is saying that, well, it looks like we're going to continue to push out
recession
our predictions of recession for yet another year. So now we're looking at 2021. The other one, it says, heading into the reporting season, a dark shadow was cast on first quarter earnings, threatening a year-over-year decline given moderate economic growth. But now, in the heart of earnings season, the market is digesting better than expected earnings with previous fears of an oncoming earning recession now abating.
Wow.
So, you know, probably, you know, I mean, when you look at what's happening in the economy, I mean, certainly, you know, you say, well, inflation's 2%. Well, okay, well, what about gasoline, which is like, you know, every day, if not every week, it's going up a nickel to 10%, 10 cents. So, you know, we're going to be looking at $5 a gallon here in the Bay Area shortly if this nonsense doesn't abate. The other thing is the cost of construction materials continues to rise. Everything from concrete to lumber to sheetrock. So you've got, you know, so you do have inflationary pressures, particularly here in the Bay Area, on those two items, which are, you know, both key economic drivers. Yet, despite all of that, you've got you know, about as close to zero unemployment as you're ever going to see. You've got earnings that are high, notwithstanding housing prices still being out of the reach of many. But there are enough people with high enough earnings to continue to, and with lower interest rates, you just have all the support you need to continue to watch housing prices in the Bay Area continue to have a relatively strong support level. So even though you're reading in the papers now that housing prices are going down, you have to really look at the, you know, what's, you know, the stats behind those claims. So you've got, and again, we're looking backwards. We're not looking at real time. If you look at the first quarter, days on market were up. Well, guess what? It rained almost every day in Q1. Housing prices are declining. Well, not necessarily in all markets and in all price ranges. What it means is that big number that the seller wanted to get for his property, well, guess what? He wasn't getting a whole lot of offers on there, so they're lowering that price. Now, is the actual price per square foot in the Bay Area declining? Actually, it is year over year slightly. Mm-hmm. If you look at Kay Schiller, who tracks rather accurately, I think, on about a 60-day backwards look, their home price index, which is based on price per square foot largely, would indicate that housing prices peaked among all three categories, you know, below $1 million, $1 million to $3 million, and above $3 million, peaked around in the San Francisco Bay Area last summer, and have been going slightly downward, but not in a way that would indicate that we're really in danger of seeing any kind of systematic correction throughout the real estate industry. In fact, I'm betting that once the spring and summer's number come in, that we will find those that index will actually go back up, and that for 2019 we're going to see a smaller yet still a net increase in housing valuations in the San Francisco Bay Area for the reasons that we always talk about: lack of inventory, strong employment, strong earnings.
Relatively low interest rates.
Yeah, relatively low interest rates.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we're going to go to another commercial trivia question here. When we come back, Nam, want to have you give us the deal of the week, and then we also have some email questions to answer. All right, third trivia question. What do you call people who explore caves besides crazy? So we don't want the answer crazy. All right. There's a specific name for people who explore caves.
Cave people.
No, don't give the answer. Oops. And that's not right.
Oh,
all right. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. What do you call people who explore caves? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
2 in 5 Americans would not go on a second date with someone who has bad teeth, and 50% believe that an individual with an unattractive smile is less likely to land a job when compared to another individual with similar skill sets and experience. First impressions are made in 7 seconds. What does your smile say about you? Do you want more dates and that amazing job that has been eluding you? San Francisco cosmetic dentist Dr. Edward Love cannot promise those things, but he has spent decades helping his patients stack the decks in their favor through smile transformation and dental tweaks. He is so confident that a beautiful smile can make a difference that he's offering the first 10 individuals that contact his office complimentary dental bleaching just for coming in for a consultation. Call him today at 415-392-2072 to schedule your appointment, or schedule through his website at drloev.com. That's Dr. Love, spelled LOEV.com.
Now, back to the best of investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the best of investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along... Actually, this is not the last time. This is almost the last time. Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Third trivia question was, what do you call people who explore caves? Splunkers. That's right. Very good.
Is it splunkers?
Splunkers.
I used to say spelunkers.
Spelunker, actually.
Spelunker.
It's spelunker.
Whoever made that name up is just laughing himself.
So yeah. Can't believe they went for it. That's the encyclopedia or whatever.
That's true. Yeah, just invent a word. So, Nam, give us a deal of the week, because you know, people listening in the audience go, who heard in the segment before, wow, I could earn over 7% in a mortgage pool fund, but you know, what kind of deals are you getting?
Yeah, so I'll give you a deal of the week, and then also we can talk about the fund too. But why do people come to us? Here's a borrower who came to us from a broker, wants to buy in San Francisco a condo, and they also have a property that's for sale. So we are offering an owner-occupied bridge loans where we're cross-collateralizing. You don't need to know that. The audience doesn't need to. But 800 FICO, and they make $400 a year on their W-2. So just solid people. Why do they come to Pacific Private Money? Because they need to transact quickly. It's an off-market opportunity. They need to close in 15 days. And so they came to us, we looked at the scenario and said, yeah, we'll do this. It hasn't closed yet, but this is representative of the types of loans that we're seeing more of. In fact, we got another one today, another bridge loan scenario for $2 million in San Francisco, where they're crossing 3 TIC properties that they own to purchase something else.
But TIC would be tenancy in common properties.
Tenancy in commons,
so tenancy in commons and co-ops are a little bit, odd ducks for your typical real estate transaction. And financing for those can be difficult. And at Pacific Private Money, we can finance both TICs as well as co-ops.
Well, it's funny you mentioned about speed, because I just found out earlier in the week when I'm trying to refinance my house that in order to have the appraiser do a fast appraisal, I'd have to pay like double the price. And you know how fast a fast appraisal is? 14 days. 14 days. Well, what's a slow appraisal?
Right. Yeah. And this deal needs to close in 15. So the other component to this is, you know, they already have bank financing lined up, but it's going to take 45 days.
Okay, so you'll get taken out.
And we're going to be taken out in 45 days. So people ask, why would you do this loan in 45 days?
Yeah.
Well, you know, for our fund, it makes a lot of sense. Because an individual trusted investor, no. But for the fund, because we make the origination.
Points. Yes. So actually, there's an incentive to do loans that get paid off very quickly.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. If there's such thing as an average consumer or an average home buyer, in California, I would guess that most of them have never pay the kind of rates on a real estate loan that, that we charge. And so they would think, well, I would, you know, I'd never take out a hard money loan or a private money loan of 9%. I mean, that's double what I can get from the bank. And so they wonder, you know, why would anybody, you know, in what situation would anybody ever consider coming to a company like, you know, Pacific Private Money and taking out a million or multi-million dollar real estate loan? And by the way, we loan less than a million. We loan as low as, you know, $100,000 to $200,000, but our average loan size for the transactions we do in the Bay Area, Pacific Private Money, right around $1 million. That's the average loan. We typically go up to about $3 million comfortably, and you know, and we can, you know, do under $1 million all day long, and we do so in our sleep. But you know, getting back to you know what kind of situations there actually are, you know, given the nature and the state of the real estate market in California, there are so many situations where you might want to acquire the next property you're going to move into, but you want to do it in a way that bank financing just can't accommodate. And because you're not familiar, like we are, with what banks can and can't do, you wouldn't know that there is an option for you to buy your next house without selling the current home you're living in right now. You can't do that generally through a bank unless you make so much money and you got tons of cash in the bank. Yeah, you can go out and, you know, buy the next property before you sell your next one, move into that, then go back and fix up your old property and put it on the market. For most people that don't have high earnings or lots of cash in the bank, that's not an option. So many people think, well, we got to sell our existing property first. Then we're going to have to move in with mom or a relative or find a place to rent, move twice, put our stuff in storage, go move into an apartment, you know, some kind of short-term, extremely inconvenient and disrupting type of situation. You know, because, you know, 30 years ago or 40 years ago, you could easily make an offer on a home and say, hey, it's contingent upon me selling the existing home I'm living in now. You try that today, and the listing agent for the home you want to buy is just going to laugh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. No. You know, they're gonna whip out that little, you know, speaker thing they have. Yeah, click the button, it's going to say no. Yeah, yeah. So what's a person to do that, you know, doesn't want to move twice? And it's expensive, and it's massively inconvenient. Well, you know, companies like Pacific Private Money, and actually more specifically, Pacific Private Money is one of the few companies in California that have a loan program that will provide you with up to 100% financing on the property you want to purchase and move into. We just cross it back on the existing property you own. What does that mean? That means we take both homes as collateral. Mm-hmm. And because you've got a lot of equity in your existing home, we can do 100% financing on the target property, cross it with your existing, and we're going to be very comfortable with our loan to value. We'll do the math, and if the combined loan to value or protective equity is puts us at about a 70% loan to value position or better, those are deals we do all day long. And that's just one of many, many situations where people come to us.
Okay, before we get to the break, I wanted to ask you, because we received an email. It says, you previously mentioned on a previous show that you had extra ways of increasing the income in your fund, but I missed how. Can you answer that question?
Well, that's a, you know, it's a little bit in the weeds, but essentially, because, you know, we make short-term loans, we charge a high rate of interest, but we also charge points or origination fees. 1 point is equal to 1%. So on $1 million loan, we typically charge 2 points. That's $20,000. And half of that goes to the fund. In many mortgage pool funds, the originator, not the fund, gets the points and the fund gets the note rate. Well, at Pacific Private Money, we share the origination fees 50-50 with our sales staff, and the other 50% go into the fund. So what does that mean for you? Well, that means that every time we do a loan, not only does the note rate go into the fund, but 50% or half of the origination fees are paid to the fund. And when that note pays off, we get the money back. We go lend it out again. It's wash, rinse, repeat. And so that those origination fees boost the yield that the fund earns.
All right, guys, we're going to cut to our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have some closing comments, and we're going to be talking about another fund event coming up soon. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Keith Cooper, DDS, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
My dentures came loose all the time.
When Tom's permanent teeth fell out, dentures didn't work. Then Tom got dental implants from Teeth Express. Long-lasting, natural-looking replacements for lost teeth.
Dental implants changed my life.
For dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Now it's the last time. Last time for today. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. We already asked our trivia question, so
But I had an answer for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Blue.
Green. Bam! Remember that from Monty Python?
Yeah. Okay. Holy Grail, right?
That's right. Very good. Nam, Pacific Private Money, you had a very successful event. Last week, you had about 30 or 40 people show up.
Yeah, so we periodically host fund information sessions, and it had been a while. So we had our first one of the year in San Rafael last week. It's well attended. It was at the McGinnis Golf Course. It was great. So people are asking, when are we going to have the next one and in their area? So the next one will be mid-June. We don't have a specific date yet, but we'll have that shortly. And it will be in the South Bay this time. So we want to cover all geographies in the Bay Area. Next one will be in the South Bay. We've had great turnouts in the past. And again, it'll be hopefully 40 or 50 people or so, and it will be in mid-June. Date to be determined.
But we'll have food, we'll have cocktails,
The food
fun and
entertainment.
Was phenomenal.
Yeah. Really good questions from this last group. I mean, people are, you know, the interesting thing is it seem like people know more and more about alternatives.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think the questions were more pointed than in the past.
When's the next one going to be in Hawaii? That's the one I want to go to. Yeah. How do people, if they're interested?
If they're interested, they can go to our website. Actually, you know, in probably about a week or so, we're going to be launching our new website. And
it
will have an events section specifically.
It's a refresh.
Yeah.
Not quite a reboot, but a refresh.
Refresh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But so that'll be exciting. More information about our fund on the website. But they can go to www.pacificprivatemoney.com and fill out the contact form. They can call us, 415-883-2150. And Andrea always answers the phone, and we can register people for the event then.
Okay. And certain things I think are important for the audience to know. There's no load going in or coming out of the fund.
Right. No fees.
That's right. We make it really easy to invest in the fund. I mean, albeit you do need to qualify. We're only allowed to take accredited investors. So you have to have a net worth of at least $1 million exclusive of the equity in your home. And that's fairly common on those syndications or private placements that advertise. One of the rules are is if you advertise, you're only allowed to accept accredited investors. So we're just following the law on that one. But Edward's right. We do not charge a load going into the fund or out of the fund if you keep your money in for at least 1 year. And 1 year is a typical, lowest amount of time or lowest lockup that you'll see in a typical alternative investment. Many alternatives have a much longer hold time. So again, you know, it's worth investigating. And Edward mentioned that, alternatives are becoming more popular. That's very true. But they're not, one of the things, one of the hallmarks of alternatives is that they're very different. There's just a lot of different ways that people make money with your money. And so you want to investigate how they do it. Do they use leverage? What's the lockup period? And how do you get your money out? What kind of liquidity? And we've got some liquidity features in the fund that we're running out of time to discuss in detail. Yeah. We've talked about in prior shows and we'll talk about in future shows. So again, for more information, as Nam said earlier, always start with our website. We try to provide as much information about our company and about our investment products as possible there. But there's so much more to learn, and either attend one of our fund events, which we try to do at least one quarterly or every other month, or come visit our office. Come take a drive to beautiful downtown Novato. Come meet with us. It's real casual, and we will never try to sell you anything. We're just about giving information in a very friendly and relaxed atmosphere, and then you take all the time you want, ask as many questions as you want, and we're here to accommodate.
And for those people who don't qualify because they don't have $1 million net worth exclusive of their homes, they can go to the other website, which is privatemoneyloans.com, and they can still invest in loans.
In individual trust.
All right,
loans.
Here's our thoughts for the day. A real man never whines when he loses and never gloats when he wins. And wouldn't it be great, so great, if we could put ourselves in the dryer for 10 minutes and come out wrinkle-free and three sizes smaller? That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.